Hey, fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to talk about sunk cost fallacy. The definition of that is, quote, the tendency to follow through with an endeavor if we've already invested time, effort, or money, whether or not the current costs outweigh the benefits of continuing. So, you know, in pure economic terms, a sunk cost is a cost that's already happened and cannot be recovered. So I'm bringing this up today because it's something that I know I personally have fallen trapped to over the years, both personally and in the business world. And it's important to discuss because, you know, the concept of making decisions in the present or for the future based on costs that were incurred in the past and we can't change is pretty fucking irrational, right? So I just wanted to bring this to light because I think a lot of us do this subconsciously. And, you know, I'm going to talk about some examples that apply to business, but it applies to our personal lives too, right? Like you're in a shitty relationship with somebody and you hang around just because like, well, I've been with them for 15 years and we both like our tea the same way in the fucking morning. So why bother with the headache of trying to find somebody else? I'm just going to muscle this out. That's sunk cost fallacy. On the same token, I had an old wooden powerboat. The thing was badass. It's 40 years old, 26 feet long, built Chrysler V8 inboard in it. Sounded like a fucking big block Chevelle. Thing was great. Had it for about 15 years, poured untold amounts of fucking time into it. I never tracked the money because I was smart enough never to track the cost of my boats. But ultimately, I just dumped that thing for pennies on the dollar because I came to the realization that I was just literally fucking dumping buckets of cash into the water every year for something that wasn't really worth the effort and the time that I was putting into it ultimately. So those are a couple personal examples of sunk cost fallacy, but the point of this podcast, obviously, is business. So let's talk about three ways Dan has fucked himself over in the past with this concept. First is in marketing. I used to do a lot of direct mail marketing. Worked really well for me. I'd print out like 30 or 40,000 fucking postcards every year. I have my printer sort them for route batching for everyday direct mail. So it was simple and just kind of I could just shoot them an email and they drop them in the mail instantly. And it was a good system, but it got kind of expensive after a while. I had a lot of inventory to make life easier. And this is when I think I really, like I've known about sunk cost fallacy for years, but this is the first time I really saw it in my business and changed the way I do things. And in this case, my printer called me up and like, hey man, we got, it was like 5,000 fucking postcards or something like that ready to go for these towns. What do you want to do with them? And I was like, it's June. Our schedule's pretty full, but I kind of change the postcards around every year. I didn't want these things sitting around for, I didn't want to throw them out, right? I'd spent a whopping 18 cents getting these things printed and probably 10 cents getting them sorted and all this other shit. I couldn't let that money go. So I told her to ship it. Well, lo and behold, I completely fucked myself in that regard because the little bit of money that I quote unquote saved or utilized from the printed cards ballooned into just a clusterfuck of time and lead management because those cards got a great response. And suddenly the cost became Dan spending tons of time playing phone tag with people, having conversations about projects, going out ultimately and doing consults on site after they'd been pre-qualified, all this shit. And so, and this is all in communities where I really didn't even want to work anymore. I was tightening down my territory, all this stuff to make life easier. And lo and behold, to save a couple thousand bucks, I just created a fucking nightmare for myself. Another area where sunk cost fallacy has bit me in the past was in the services I offered. You know, for a while, we were really hot and heavy into carpentry. I had a GC license, had a 14-foot trailer, had all the tools, had the pump jacks. We were residing houses, doing all kinds of shit outside of our core painting business. And, you know, in the pursuit of that service, you know, we started having carpenters on our paint crews, guys that were great carpenters, marginal painters, but we kept them around because every house around here is fucking rotten out at some point or another, and we need work done on it. But the reality was, for that 30% of my business where we're doing carpentry, I was dragging around some dead weight kind of marginal painters to service that. So kind of looked around one day, saw that trailer in my side yard, the dagger eyes of my neighbor who hates fucking living next to me with all my shit, and the pump jacks piled up in the backyard. And I just was like, fuck it, it's time to go. Sold all that crap, fired my carpenters, and hired out a sub to do all our carpentry. And lo and behold, life is much easier, much simpler, and a hell of a lot more profitable. And the final place where sunk cost fallacy has burned me, and I'm going to sound like a bigger asshole than normal here, and that's with people. You know, I had a production manager that was with me for 15 years. I poured into him countless ways, financially, training, coaching him up, all this crap, trying to make him work, invested in his success, when in reality, he was just a fucking tick that was sucking the profitability out of the business, was making my life hell for being a prima donna. And I kept looking at all the efforts, the training, all the shit I'd done in the past for this guy as justification to keep him around. Oh, it's going to take me so long to get somebody else on my program with customer service. Oh, it's going to be so hard to teach these people, someone new, my systems and all of this crap. When in reality, this asshole was a drag anchor on the business. He was killing me spiritually because he was just a little bitch. And it wasn't until I got rid of him and my other longstanding foreman shortly thereafter that I realized just how stupid it is to keep people around that aren't moving us forward. So that was kind of, I think of all the areas I look at sunk cost fallacy in my life, it's people is where I focus on it now. Again, feel free to call me an asshole. I don't care, but I'm ruthless with it now. And I will pour into people. I will give them all the tools they need to succeed. But if they're not producing, if they're not delivering what the business needs, all that effort, all that training means fuck all. And I'm gonna hit them, send them packing. So with that, I would encourage you all to take a look at how sunk cost fallacy may or may not be affecting your business life. Look at areas that you just can't, the things that you're sticking around. It could just be that fucking Bobcat that's sitting over in the corner that you gotta get certified for hydraulics every year, but you use it twice for like a project that you rarely use, but you just like having a fucking Bobcat, stuff like that. Be objective, be critical, make the changes in the business that need to happen, and don't let the money invested in the past color what you're doing, your decisions for the future. So with that, I will leave you. Thanks for listening to Friday Fails. See you next week.